The fossil fuel market acts like it's a surprise that Iranian oil will soon be headed their way. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with that historic announcement Saturday that the U.S. is removing many economic sanctions on Iran. Oil prices are falling further. The oil market is open today, and West Texas Intermediate, the benchmark American price, is down 0.6% at $29.24 a barrel now. For some context on how the end of sanctions headlines are being mixed into what is already a glut of oil, let's turn to Seth Kleinman, head of energy strategy for Citigroup. Mr. Kleinman, morning to you.
Good morning there.
Help me understand this. I'm no expert, but I knew that Iranian sanctions would soon be lifted and oil would come on the market. Some market participants are acting like they're surprised.
Well, I think what was priced in was a low number of Iranian barrels coming later. And so here we are. I don't think anyone was assuming that it was going to be coming in at mid-Jan. People were thinking that it would be somewhere in February to April timeframe. And there's a huge question mark now over what is the size of the Iranian ramp-up going to be. The Iranians continue to talk big numbers. Analysts broadly discount that. But now we need to wait and see.
Now, part of the reason is it's not about just pressing a button and suddenly all these barrels of oil dump onto the world market. It has been a while that these sanctions have been in place, and this stuff will ease in over time as systems are brought up to speed.
That's correct. But, you know, the reason why there's so much uncertainty here is it's not like we're in a similar situation to where Saddam Hussein left Kuwait and, you know, basically blew up the place behind him. Okay, it's in disrepair, it's run down, it's been starved of investment, but it is basically functioning. All these fields are running at low utilization rates, so it is a matter of cranking up the systems rather than completely rebuilding them. So there is a lot of uncertainty here.
Seth Kleinman at Citigroup, thank you for this.
Thanks a lot.
Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew will travel to Puerto Rico this week as the $72 billion debt crisis there keeps getting worse. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on limits to what the Obama administration can offer the U.S. territory.
This story is about politics and economics, governments and investors, but don't forget the regular people caught in the middle. Charles Venator Santiago is a political scientist at University of Connecticut.
I mean, I was just in Puerto Rico this weekend, and the buses no longer work because they haven't been able to pay their fuel obligation.
He also says his mom and several friends are still waiting on their tax refunds. Good luck with that. Ted Hampton has been following all this as a VP at Moody's.
Puerto Rico doesn't really have an engine of economic growth. Ever since 2006, it's been in an economic funk.
Now the territory is broke. Enter Secretary Lew. The trip is a show of support and seriousness from the administration. Its proposal calls on Congress to let Puerto Rico restructure its debt. But that's all it can do, propose. The Constitution is clear. The legislative branch has the power. Lew said it himself in a letter to House Speaker Paul Ryan Friday, quote, "Only Congress can enact the legislative measures necessary to fully resolve this problem." In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Evidence that in the human brain, smells and long-term memories are linked. A story now from France on an effort to capitalize on this. A startup is offering a chance to preserve the scent of a loved one, the way Victorians might have saved a lock of hair or we keep photographs. From just outside the town of Evreux in Normandy, France, John Lawrenson reports.
So this is from a woman's T-shirt.
On the strip of white cardboard Katia Apalategui waves under my nose is the scent of a woman. Not just the scent she wears, but her scent, her personal olfactive signature, as Apalategui calls it. The idea came to her after a bereavement.
When my dad is dead, 7 years ago now, I had a special need. I wanted to keep his scent.
There was, though, no way of conserving that smell she loved, which was partly the fragrance he wore, partly the little dog that used to sleep on his lap.
There was no solution at this period, so I thought to work to find the technology to retranscribe the odor of a person you love.
At Le Havre University on the Normandy coast, she found a research laboratory working on the molecular chemistry of smell. For 3 years, they worked on Apalategi's idea, developing a process that enables you to extract from an unwashed piece of clothing or pillowcase 50 molecules that, mixed with alcohol, give a person's distinctive smell. The lab says the process has been comprehensively tested. It works. But is there a demand out there? In the 17th century Paris square, the Place des Vosges, I asked passers-by Mila Badin and Muriel Lassus-Pigat whose scent they might want to put in a bottle.
My mother. You can't explain, but it's very fresh, it's very floral.
Yeah, the baby smell, when you have another baby in your hand and that reminds you the smell of your own children. Mm-hmm. So maybe this odor, the odor of your children when they were babies.
It's forbidden to open.
Back at Katia Apalategi's laboratory, she shows me one of the aluminum bags she started sending out to customers for them to return with a piece of clothing inside. Calin, as the company is called, is just opening. For $600, she'll send you back the piece of clothing and perfume extracted from it, the smell of a person in a bottle. In Paris, I'm John Lawrenson, The Marketplace.
And not to break the mood here, but SpaceX had a weekend with highs and lows. The private space company successfully launched a weather tracking satellite. Then SpaceX tried to land the spent rocket on a drone platform out at sea to prove this could work for recycling space hardware to save money. The sea was choppy, and upon touching down on the floating platform, one of the landing legs broke. The thing fell over and exploded. Look, this stuff is hard. Could you or I have done any better? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.